Doctrine and Covenants in Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, Lesson 12, The Gathering of My People. Purpose: to help class members understand how Latter-day Israel was gathered in the early days of the Church, how it is being gathered today, and how they can participate in this gathering. Preparation 1. Prayerfully study the following scriptures and other materials. A. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 29, verses 1 through 8, Section 37, verses 3 through 7, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 37, Section 38, verses 24 through 41, Section 52, verses 2 through 5, and verses 42 through 43, Section 57, verses 1 through 3, Section 110, verse 11, and the 10th Article of Faith, and the other scriptures in this lesson. B. Our Heritage, pages 16 through 23 and 37 through 39. 2. Review the material for this lesson in the Class Member Study Guide, item number 35686. Plan ways to refer to the material during the lesson. 3. Ask class members to prepare to summarize the following accounts from Our Heritage. A. The sacrifices of Newell Knight and Joseph Knight Sr. in Gathering to Kirtland, page 18. B. The Exodus of Saints from Fayette, led by Lucy Mack Smith, page 19. C. The sacrifices of Brigham Young in Gathering to Kirtland, page 23. D. The Journey of the Colesville Saints to Missouri and their settlement there, pages 37 through 39. 4. If you use the attention activity, bring several small sticks to class. Suggestions for lesson development, attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Scatter several small sticks around the room. Show how easily one stick can be broken. Then invite class members to gather all the sticks and let someone attempt to break them all at the same time. What can this activity teach us about the Lord's purposes in gathering His people? Explain that this lesson focuses on the gathering of Israel and our part in it. Discussion and application. Prayerfully select the lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. The Lord is gathering His people. Explain that the gathering of Israel is a prominent theme in the Doctrine and Covenants. Anciently, when the 12 tribes of Israel fell into apostasy, they were taken captive by their enemies and scattered among the nations of the earth, just as the Lord had warned. Although the prophets grieved over the wickedness of the people, they rejoiced as they foresaw the time in the latter days when Israel would be gathered again. See Topical Guide, Israel, Gathering Of. This great process commenced with the restoration of the gospel and the calling of missionaries to declare glad tidings of great joy unto this generation. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 31, verse 3. The prophet Joseph Smith said, "All that the prophets have written from the days of righteous Abel down to the last man that has left any testimony on record for our consideration in speaking of the salvation of Israel in the last days goes directly to show that it consists in the work of the gathering." Teachings of the Prophet Joseph Smith, page 83. Read the 10th Article of Faith and Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 71, with class members. What is the gathering of Israel? Explain that the gathering of Israel has a spiritual meaning and a physical meaning as outlined below. A. Spiritual gathering. The spiritual gathering of Israel occurs as people learn the gospel, come unto Christ, are baptized into the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and keep their covenants. In this way, they are gathered from the world into the Church or the Kingdom of God on earth. B. Physical gathering. The physical gathering of Israel occurs as church members come together in a particular location or in the stakes of Zion throughout the world. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verses 1 through 2 and verses 7 through 8 with class members. What can we learn from these verses about the purposes of the gathering? How is being gathered into the Lord's church a blessing in your life? Explain that the authority to direct the gathering of Israel is provided through specific keys of the priesthood. When were the keys of the gathering of Israel restored to the earth? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verse 11, and the section heading. Explain that in this dispensation, the gathering began with a few people in New York. It is now spreading throughout the earth, bringing hundreds of thousands of people each year into the Lord's church. What responsibilities do we have to help gather people to the Lord's church? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 33, verse 7, section 38, verse 40, section 39, verse 11, and section 88, verse 81. 2. The saints gathered in Ohio. In December 1830, just 8 months after the church was organized, the Lord gave the first call in this dispensation for the saints to gather physically. He revealed to Joseph Smith that the saints should leave New York and gather in Ohio. Doctrine and Covenants, section 37, verse 3. You may want to refer to maps 1 and 3 on pages 274 and 276 in this manual, and pages 29 and 31 in the class member study guide. What purposes did the Lord give for commanding His people to go to Ohio? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 31 through 32, and section 39, verse 15. In what way were the saints endowed with power from on high after they gathered to Ohio? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 95, verse 8, section 105, verse 33, section 110, verse 9. In part, the saints received this endowment of power through the appearances of the Savior and the restoration of priesthood keys after the completion of the Kirtland Temple. Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 24 through 27, with class members. What counsel did the Lord give in these verses as His people prepared to gather to Ohio? Answers could include being virtuous, loving each other, and being united. Why is unity important in the church? How has feeling united with other church members been a blessing in your life? How can we become more united? Read Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verses 34 through 39 with class members. What counsel did the Lord give in these verses as His people prepared to gather to Ohio? How does this counsel apply to us? What did the Lord promise those who heeded the commandment to gather? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 39. Explain that between January and May 1831, most church members in New York sold, rented, or left their farms and made the 300-mile journey to Ohio. Many of these saints made great sacrifices to heed the Lord's call to gather. Ask the assigned class members to summarize the accounts of these sacrifices from our heritage. These are the first three summaries listed under Preparation, Item 3. Why do you think these church members were willing to suffer financially and in other ways to obey the Lord's call to gather in Ohio? What can we learn from their example? What sacrifices does the Lord ask us to make to help build His kingdom? 3. The saints gathered in Missouri. The early saints had read prophecies about the city of Zion or New Jerusalem being established in the latter days. Isaiah chapter 2, verses 2 through 3. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 22. 3 Nephi chapter 21, verses 22 through 28. Ether chapter 13, verses 2 through 12. Moses chapter 7, verses 61 through 62. Locating and establishing this city was one of the prime objectives of these church members. A few months after the saints began gathering in Ohio, Joseph Smith traveled to Missouri and received a revelation designating Missouri as the place for the city of Zion. Doctrine and Covenants, section 57, verses 1 through 3. With this revelation, Missouri became a second gathering place for the church in this dispensation. Doctrine and Covenants, section 63, verse 24, and verses 36 through 48. From 1831 to 1838, the church maintained centers of population in both Ohio and Missouri. You may want to refer to maps 2 and 3 on pages 275 and 276 in this manual, and pages 30 and 31 in the class member study guide. The following timeline summarizes the early revelations about the land of Zion and the establishment of the church in Missouri. Review the timeline with class members using the chalkboard as needed. A. September 1830 in New York. The Lord revealed that the city of Zion would be built on the borders by the Lamanites, with a precise location to be identified later. Doctrine and Covenants, section 28, verse 9. B. September and October 1830 in New York. The Lord called 4 missionaries to preach the gospel to the Lamanites. Doctrine and Covenants, section 30, verses 5 through 6, section 32, verses 1 through 3. These missionaries were the first church members to go to Missouri. C. February 1831, in Kirtland, soon after the saints began arriving there. The Lord said He would reveal the location of the New Jerusalem in His own due time. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 62. D. June 1831, in Kirtland, after the first conference there. The Lord called Joseph Smith, Sidney Rigdon, and other elders to go on a mission to Missouri. The Lord also promised to consecrate the land of Missouri to His people as the land of their inheritance. Doctrine and Covenants, section 52, verses 2 through 5, and verses 42 through 43. E. June 1831 in Kirtland. The Lord revealed that the saints from the Colesville branch in New York, who had journeyed to Ohio, should continue on to Missouri. Doctrine and Covenants, section 54, verse 8. F. July 1831, after the prophet had traveled to Missouri. The Lord revealed that the city of Zion would be located in Missouri, with Independence as the center place. A temple would be built in Independence. Doctrine and Covenants, section 57, verses 1 through 3. The Colesville saints were the first to gather in Missouri, and many others soon followed. Invite the assigned class member to summarize the experiences of the Colesville saints as they journeyed to Missouri and began to settle there. See Preparation, Item 3D. What impresses you about these accounts of the Colesville saints? You may want to review some of the good qualities these saints exhibited in very challenging circumstances. What can we learn from their example? 4. The saints now gather to the stakes of Zion in their own lands. Church members maintained a strong presence in Ohio and Missouri from 1831 to 1838, when persecution forced most of them to leave. See Lessons 26 through 28. In 1839, they gathered in Illinois and established the city of Nauvoo. They were forced to leave Nauvoo in 1846, and in 1847, President Brigham Young led them to a new gathering place in the Rocky Mountains near the Great Salt Lake. You may want to refer to Map 3 on page 276 in this manual and page 31 in the class member study guide. For many years after the saints settled in Utah, the call continued for church members all over the world to gather to that area. However, that phase of the gathering has now ended, and church members are counseled to gather to the stakes of Zion wherever they live. In an area conference held in Mexico City in 1972, Elder Bruce R. McConkie said, "The revealed words speak of there being congregations of the covenant people of the Lord in every nation, speaking every tongue and among every people when the Lord comes again. The place of gathering for the Mexican saints is in Mexico. The place of gathering for the Guatemalan saints is in Guatemala. The place of gathering for the Brazilian saints is in Brazil. And so it goes throughout the length and breadth of the whole earth. Japan is for the Japanese. Korea is for the Koreans. Australia is for the Australians. Every nation is the gathering place for its own people." In Conference Report, Mexico and Central America Area Conference, 1972, page 45. In April 1973, President Harold B. Lee, the 11th president of the church, quoted those words in General Conference. In doing so, he in effect announced that the pioneering phase of gathering was now over. The gathering is now to be out of the world into the church in every nation. Boyd K. Packer, in Conference Report, October 1992, page 99, or Ensign, November 1992, page 71. What conditions in the church brought about the change that members should gather in their own nations rather than to a central location? Answers could include that the church's membership and resources became sufficient to establish stakes and build temples in many areas of the world. One purpose of gathering to a central location during the pioneering phase of the church was so members could strengthen each other and find refuge and protection from the world. How are these same purposes fulfilled by gathering to the stakes of Zion today? See Doctrine and Covenants, section 115, verse 6, and the following quotation. Invite class members to share how they have felt protected and strengthened through the stakes of Zion. What can we do to ensure that our stakes are a refuge and a defense against evil? President Ezra Taft Benson said, presently, Israel is being gathered to the various stakes of Zion. A stake has at least four purposes. One, stakes are to unify and perfect the members who live in their boundaries by extending to them the church programs, the ordinances, and gospel instruction. Two, members of stakes are to be models or standards of righteousness. Three, stakes are to be a defense. They do this as stake members unify under their local priesthood officers and consecrate themselves to do their duty and keep their covenants. Four, stakes are a refuge from the storm to be poured out over the earth. Strengthen thy stakes, Ensign, January 1991, page 2, and pages 4 through 5. Temple building was an essential part of the gathering in Kirtland, Missouri, Nauvoo, and Utah. It continues to be essential as the saints today gather to the stakes of Zion throughout the world. Why is temple building an essential part of the gathering? How does temple work contribute to the great work of the gathering on earth and in the spirit world? The prophet Joseph Smith taught, what was the object of gathering the people of God in any age of the world? The main object was to build unto the Lord a house whereby he could reveal unto his people the ordinances of his house and the glories of his kingdom and teach the people the way of salvation. It is for the same purpose that God gathers together his people in the last days, to build unto the Lord a house to prepare them for the ordinances and endowments, washings and anointings. History of the Church, Volume 5, pages 423 through 424. Conclusion. Emphasize that the Lord's promises to gather Israel are being fulfilled in our day. This great work is hastening as people join the church and worship together in the stakes of Zion in more than 160 nations throughout the world. Encourage class members to labor diligently to gather people into the church and to build up and strengthen the church wherever they live. Testify of the promised blessings that come through the gathering. Additional teaching ideas. You may want to use one or both of the following ideas to supplement the suggested lesson outline. 1. Zion will extend all over this earth. You may want to explain that although the center place of Zion will be in Missouri, Zion will eventually spread over all the earth. President Brigham Young said, when Joseph Smith first revealed the land where the saints should gather, a woman in Canada asked if we thought that Jackson County would be large enough to gather all the people. I will answer the question. Zion will extend eventually all over this earth. There will be no nook or corner upon the earth, but what will be in Zion? It will all be Zion. We are going to gather as many as we can. Bless them. Give them their endowments, etc. Preach to them the truth. Lay the principles of eternal life before them. Inform their minds all we have power to do, and lead them into the path of truth and righteousness. and Journal of Discourses, Volume 9, page 138. 2. The Lord's Preparation for the Physical Gathering of the Dispersed of Judah, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. A few decades after the Savior's death, the Jews were scattered among all nations. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 15. See also 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 14. However, the Scriptures record many prophecies that in the latter days the scattered Jews will be gathered again and be given Jerusalem for the land of their inheritance. 3 Nephi chapter 20, verse 33. See also 1 Nephi chapter 15, verses 19 through 20, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 1 through 2, and 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 8. On March 27, 1836, in the dedicatory prayer of the Kirtland Temple, the prophet Joseph Smith prayed that the gathering of the Jews and the redemption of Jerusalem might begin. Doctrine and Covenants, section 109, verses 62 through 67. Share the following information to show one way in which the Lord has prepared for the gathering of the Jews. Orson Hyde recalled that when he joined the church, Joseph Smith prophesied, "In due time thou shalt go to Jerusalem, and by thy hands shall the Most High do a great work, which shall prepare the way and greatly facilitate the gathering together of that people." History of the Church, Volume 4, page 375. In the April 1840 General Conference, Elder Hyde, then a member of the Quorum of the Twelve, was called on a mission to Palestine. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 106. About 18 months later, he arrived at his destination. Early on Sunday morning, October 24, 1841, Elder Hyde ascended the Mount of Olives and offered a prayer. In his prayer, he dedicated and consecrated the land for the gathering together of Judah's scattered remnants, according to the predictions of the holy prophets, for the building up of Jerusalem again, and for rearing a temple in honor of the Lord's name. He also prayed that the Lord would remember the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever, and give them this land for an everlasting inheritance. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 456. As a witness of the deed, Elder Hyde erected a pile of stones on the top of the Mount of Olives. He also erected a pile of stones on what was anciently called Mount Zion, possibly Mount Moriah, where the temple stood. History of the Church, Volume 4, page 459. End of Lesson 12 of the Doctrine and Covenants and Church History Gospel Doctrine Teacher's Manual, The Gathering of My People.